A group of Homer youth and adults camped out in a city park Saturday night to put light on the often overlooked problem of homelessness in the community. The campers plan to bear temperatures slightly below freezing in tents and cardboard boxes. KBBI's Quinton Chandler reports the camp was a gathering place of activists for the homeless.
The campers came to WKFL Park layered in coats, gloves, scarves, and head wraps. They had a fire. They had fresh homemade donuts and hot drinks, but they were still cold, and they wanted to emphasize what a similar night would be like for people who are regularly in danger of sleeping outside without those luxuries.
I have had a lot of close friends that have done the couch hopping and the being a teen in between and not having a solid place to stay every night.
Casey Marsh is a Homer High School senior, and she organized the camp out for her senior project entitled The Triple H's of Homer. The Triple H's stand for homeless, hungry, and hopeful. She wants to see the community step up to eliminate homelessness and says for that to happen, the problem has to be dragged into plain sight.
I hope that with them seeing how much the youth is getting involved and all the different age groups we have here, that they'll realize it is a community issue, and as a community, we need to work together to fix it.
J.J. O'Rourke is with an advocacy group for homeless teenagers, Teens United for a Future, or Tough Teens. She says it's easy for people in Homer to overlook the homeless problem because the homeless tend to blend in.
They don't want anyone to know. They just really don't. They don't want to look down upon. They'll do whatever they can. A lot of kids have actually, and adults, are in their cars right now.
O'Rourke says at the moment, the most pressing need for homeless teens and adults are shelters. The Lee Shore Center in Kenai offers crisis beds for women and their children, but there are no public shelters on the peninsula for kids under 18 or for families, and there's nothing for homeless men. Jane Dunn works in the Students in Transition office in Paul Banks Elementary School. She helps homeless teens find the resources they need day to day so they can focus on school.
I have, just in the Homer area from the Nilchik South, I have about 50 kids. And I can't think of how many we have district-wide. I want to say it's generally by the end of the school year, we have about 253 on average. But this year, district-wide, we're 33% higher than we were last year.
According to Dunn, numbers for the Homer area are up by 91% from this time last year. And she stresses those are just the kids she knows about.
I know there's a lot that I don't know about, even just right up here at the high school. And it's not just teens. Like I was saying, there's a lot of families. In fact, most of the, what I'm working with right now is families. And the economy's really hard. There's jobs out there, but they're not jobs that can support a family.
Some members of the Homer community are pulling together to offer relief. Lieutenant Kristen Finkhauser is a pastor at the Homer Salvation Army, and she's a member of the Homer Homeless Action Committee, which began meeting this summer. The group has three goals.
One is getting information out to the homeless of the services that are provided in town. The other one is to set up a safe housing network, specifically for youth that are homeless, a place that they can go and couch surf, basically, but a safe environment for them to do so.
And their ultimate goal is to establish a permanent homeless shelter. Finkhauser says they want to start with a temporary cold weather location and then build up from there. First, they have to make a community needs assessment, and then they'll try opening a shelter inside the Salvation Army.
How long that's going to take us and if we'll be able to get that done by this winter, I don't know. But that's our first step, is to do the community needs assessment and then apply for grants to fund it.
The committee meets the first Thursday of every month. There's an email list residents can subscribe to for meeting times and locations. Casey Marsh says her project is already making some headway. Lately, she's getting emails from Homer residents willing to give teens a place to sleep. In Homer, I'm Quinton Chandler.